I'm strolling on the main street of Postville, where 5 years ago, this was the scene of Iowa's largest immigration raid on agriprocessor's meatpacking company, a kosher facility, on the edge of town.
It turned into a ghost town immediately.
That's Candy Seibert, who runs the Tidy Wave laundromat.
The people that were being taken, you know, that was a large part. And then the families of those people and other people that weren't at work went right to the church. So everybody disappeared from sight.
She describes May 12th, 2008 as a day of chaos. Nearly 400 people were arrested, and as she said, their family members sought refuge at St. Bridget's Catholic Church. The parish is small and soon became overwhelmed with need. Some of the town's other clergy, including Pastor Steve Brackett of St. Paul's Lutheran Church, pitched in.
And I think that the people of Postville and the people beyond the borders of Postville and even of Iowa were shown at their best. People put aside politics and they're thinking about immigration and any of those things, and they saw that people were in need and they helped.
Many things made this enforcement action different from any other. There were a large number of law enforcement personnel. Some of them hovered in a helicopter for hours over the plant. They carried military-style weapons, and those who were arrested were loaded onto buses and transported to makeshift courtrooms an hour and a half away in Waterloo. Anthropology professor Mark Gray heads the new Iowan Center at the University of Northern Iowa.
You know, a lot of us in the business had seen other immigration raids. We'd seen the consequences. We had seen what they did to the plants. We'd seen what it did to the workers. We'd seen what it did to the communities. But this one was really, you know, they turned things up a notch or two.
In the midst of this upheaval, the chief executive of agriprocessors, Shalom Raboshkin, was charged with providing fake identification for the workers and was later charged with defrauding banks of millions of dollars. Aaron Goldsmith, an Orthodox Jew, is a former Postville City Council member. He says having Raboshkin at the center of the scandal was a great opportunity for hate groups to come forward or for bigotry, but it never happened.
Postville rose above that and did what was right and tried to pick up the town and let's move together. There was no efforts by anybody to my knowledge to say, well, let's get all the Jews out of town because look what happened. Just the opposite. Many people felt that what happened was outrageous, was beyond measure, and completely insensitive and embarrassing as Americans and as Iowans.
And after 5 years, the rebuilding both inside and outside the town is continuing. Again, Mark Gray.
Will it ever look like that again? I highly doubt that. You know, you've got different employers, you've got different employment practices, you've got different issues. And, of course, also, you know, you have to combine this with the potential for immigration reform.
Along with the laundromat, Candy Seibert also manages about 100 rental units. She says with a smile, they're all full. Many with Somalian refugees who've come from Minnesota to work at the reopened and renamed Agra Star plant.
Diversity has its challenges, for sure. With a new group comes a new set of challenges. It takes a while to get through that, but the storefronts are filling, and that's kind of recent, you know, which is a good sign.
Pastor Brackett says he believes those in Postville are hopeful for the future, but won't soon forget the events of that day and the months that followed.
There's a lot of pain there, and it doesn't matter which group of people that you talk to, you're going to find that. The lifelong members of the community of Postville do not want Postville in the news, because when Postville's in the news, it's for something negative. So my hope is that as people look at where Postville is today, they'll focus on all of the positive things that are happening.
With that in mind, a 5-year remembrance and prayer vigil for today has been moved to a park in Cedar Rapids. In Postville, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.